Welcome again to the Rock Audio Series, and this is Series 12. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We are moving on now to speak on studying the Word of God. Many people don't know how to study the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. The Bible talks about the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you don't know how to study the Word, you are in a big trouble. Because God in Matthew chapter 4 is very, very important. This is a very important. This is one of the first scripture that God used to impress deeply upon my heart. This scripture can never, never leave me. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God." Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Look at that. It's confirmed again in Luke chapter 4, verse 4. That's the powerful truth that was being raised by Matthew and was being raised by Luke. The living of man is incomplete without the word. Let me begin from here. The Bible is a powerful book. 66 book of the Bible divided into two. Written by 40 authors for the period of over 1,400 years. About 1,000 years, I mean. So, the scripture was written by different people from all walks of life. Kings, leaders, and all kinds of people were able to write the Bible. They wrote the scripture from the inspiration of God. Please listen. Bible is called Biblios. And Bible simply means book of books. That's not Bible, from the word Biblios, book of books. That's why you have Genesis is a book, Exodus is a book. When you put book of books together, that one book is called Bible. You see, it's Bible. And there are many Bibles too. Take note of this. There are other books that contains books. Are you following? But the reason why we put holy to it is that it's divine with an inspiration. It will interest you to know how the Bible was compiled. The Bible survived thousands of years. Writing completion of the entire Bible alone is about 1,000 years. And after that, the Bible has survived thousands of years. The Bible is powerful. It's God's word. The Bible we are using today is called Canon Bible. I'm teaching you this so that you can know Canon Bible. Canon means standard. Standard means that there are other books that were rejected. And the reason why they were rejected may be further teachings another time. But the church leaders and fathers who compiled the Bible into this one book, book of books, all the other books that were included and these that were rejected, was that they were looking for a book. If it is the Old Testament, it has to have this foundation. If there is any known prophet that was still living at that time, who wrote that book or who was connected to that book, it will be accepted. If no known prophet of God who says, "Thus says the Lord," or was living around that time, people wrote in the early days, both in the Old Testament, and people write. Today, you can see that writing is part of the culture of man. How many books do you think Christians have written today in the world? I can tell you, you go online, you see more than 700,000 books. I mean, millions of books have been written. So writing is part of man. So in Jesus' day too, or even after he left, or before Jesus came, writing was part of man. Writing was normal. So many books about God was written. Many things were written about culture and history. And many things were said. But the truth is this. You need to know and you need to believe that the Bible is the inspiration of God to man. Bible was written as an inspiration of God to man. You cannot underplay that. I want you to follow what I'm teaching you because this is very, very important. Very, very important. Now, the Bible is so powerful that it changes people. Every other book informs, only the Bible transforms. Every other book informs, only the Bible transforms. It changes you completely. Now, information leads to transformation. The Bible informs and the Bible transforms. You have to have a complete trust that the Bible is God's word. A lot of things are in the universities now. A lot of things are everywhere where they tell you the Bible cannot be relied upon. That is a mixture. That's why you see the Good News Bible, you find a section called Apocrypha. Apocrypha are all other books that was not accepted in this called Canon Bible. Catholics have accepted it. Some good news have accepted it, and they put it in a session called Apocrypha. That's some extra biblical account. Some of them include Tobit, Sirach, Maccabees, and all of that. Those are books found in Apocrypha. And if you read it, they are not different. They sound very much like what you have in the Old Testament, but they are about history, words of wisdom, and all of that. If you read the book of Proverbs, you may not find anything different from the other book called, I think there's a book also called Wisdom. So it's all related. And if you check the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, you will hear something like, the rest of the act of King Asa or King this, are they not found in the book of? So that tells you there were books, and that the Bible, this book of books, even referred to other books. You understand that? So don't let somebody come and tell you there are even some books that are lost. For example, there are about 8 gospel that was found. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are not the gospels that was found. You have the gospel of Barnabas, you have the gospel of Thomas. Now, and there are other 2 gospels like that. Why were they rejected? Many of the things, look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they agree. The point you face, people say there are differences in the Bible, are things we are going to answer. Because understand that the Bible was not originally in English, not in King James language. It was originally written in Greek and Aramaic and Hebrew. Old Testament, Hebrew, New Testament, Greek and Aramaic. So understand that years after years, the Bible was not written on paper. It was copied on what is called something like papyrus, and then animal skin and all of that. Imagine them keeping that Bible. Imagine war. All kinds of unrest. You know, there were wars in Israel. There were several attacks upon Israel, upon the disciples, and many other things like that. Even after the disciples have left, those who wrote Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all of that, imagine how the Bible was preserved going through those times. In fact, I remember some part of the book of Isaiah was discovered as part of the Dead Sea Scrolls. You've heard about Dead Sea Scrolls. They found them around a cave in the Dead Sea. Maybe who hid it there? One of the disciples or one of the Israelites who copied and copied. You see, Bible is a copy of copy of copy of copy. Somebody will write, the other person will copy so that they can preserve it. As this one is fading away, they will recopy. Now, you find that though thousands of years of copying, the truth have remained. No distortion. Now, listen to this. Bible contains some mistakes, but no error. What do I mean by mistake? Check through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You will find just 1 or 2 instances where they said, at the tomb of Jesus, they found an angel. Luke will say they found 2 angels. That's not an error. The truth is that angel was found. Error will have been that Matthew said the angel said like this. Luke will say the angel didn't say at all. That would be error. But that angel was found, yes. Maybe somebody reported 1. The other person reported. No, they were 2. You know, sometimes when you see revelations of things in the spirit, sometimes the representation, you may say, no, there were 2. No, I saw 1. No, it was bright light. No, it was brighter than the sun. So copying upon copying upon copying led to 1 or 2. That's what you find in the Bible. You call them mistakes from as a result of copying. We need to let you know because Muslims are now teaching those things now. Now, Bible has no error at all. Not 1 error is found in the Bible. God, supreme. Jesus, His Son. Holy Spirit, sent. None of the scripture disputed that. Now, one didn't say Jesus is the Son of God. The other one said Jesus is not the Son of God. And you can see how the Old Testament prophecy matches the new. It will amaze you. Many of the prophecies in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, was directly fulfilled. Look at, for example, Isaiah said in Isaiah 9, a virgin shall give birth, his name shall be called Emmanuel, and a virgin truly gave birth thousands of years after. That's amazing. So the Bible is a book you can rely upon completely. Completely. The only textbook and manual for you to arrive at your destination in heaven is the Bible. Be convinced about it. God gave you no other thing than the Bible. To dishonor, to disrespect, and to put aside the Bible is to joke with your life. Write the word Bible down. B-I-B-L-E. First B, basic. I, instruction. B, before. L, living. And then E, earth. Basic instruction before leaving the earth. That's Bible. That is God's instruction to you before you leave the earth. We will not read Bible in heaven. No. This was written for our admonition, for our training, for our instruction in righteousness. The Bible is written by the inspiration of God. Written by men, inspired by God. Written by men, inspired by God. It's not like every other person that says their book came down directly from heaven. No. They say Quran came from heaven and all of that. We found those things to be lies now. So the Bible is God's word to you, not God's word to them. You see, if you see Bible as God's word to them, God's word to us, you will not have a personal commitment in daily reading. Bible must be read. Bible must be carried. Bible must be studied. Bible must be meditated upon. Bible must be obeyed. You must be a Bible-based believing Christian. A Bible-based believing Christian. Every root of belief must come from the Bible. Whatever anybody teaches you that cannot be founded in the Bible, don't accept. I'm teaching you about how to be a strong disciple. Now understand this. Nobody quotes a verse of scripture to form a doctrine. He must use scripture to compare scriptures for it to be a doctrine. And every matter must be considered in light of the Old Testament and New Testament. There are things in the Old Testament that are still operational to the New Testament believer. There are things in the Old Testament that has been done away with because of the blood of Jesus. It's not everything in the Old Testament that you remove. God will allow Old Testament to be written. They were written for our learning. And to learn is so that we can grow. Jesus quoted from the Old Testament in his words. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. He quoted that when he was reading at the temple. Paul quoted from the Old Testament. Peter quoted on the day of Pentecost from the Old Testament. All the apostles will speak from the Old Testament. In fact, the Old Testament writings was what they had. Understand this. Now, Old Testament was built upon the blood of bulls and rams, while New Testament was upon the blood of Jesus and the Spirit. The Old Testament was upon the blood of bulls and rams and the law. New Testament is upon Christ, his blood, and the Spirit. And take note, the law was given by Moses. Grace came to Christ. Grace does not cancel law. Grace only empowers us to live above the law. Above the law means we will fulfill the law and we are higher than it. So you can't use the law to judge us because we are walking in purity and righteousness such that you can't use the law to judge us. Understand that the Bible is powerful. It's the basic instruction. It's all you need. Can I tell you this? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. Profound scripture. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you don't carry this lamp, you will stumble. If you don't have this light, you'll be confused. If you don't carry this lamp, which is the word of God, and you don't have this light, you will stumble and you'll be confused. Anybody whose path is not lighted by the word will enter the bush. And if he enters the bush, anything can happen to him. Confusion and frustration is not far from those who don't follow the instructions of the word of God. Understand this. The Bible must be read. The Bible says that we should give attention to reading. The Bible must be spoken. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It's a command. This is how to be a strong disciple. Don't sing something else. Sing the word. Should not. Joshua 1:8, very express scripture. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Now, this book of the law, which is the 10 commandments that he gave to him, is the same thing that is applicable to us today. All the thou shall not lie, thou shall, is still applicable. Don't say because Jesus came, you can lie, you can abuse another. No. Jesus came to fulfill the law, and the law is summarized in two. If you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself, you have obeyed all the law. So the law is still operational in us. The law is summarized in love. I love God and I love fellow human being. If I love the brethren, it shows I love God. Because how can I love God and hate the brethren and claim to love God? So, and then the writings of the apostles and everything written for us becomes the word of God. And it must not depart from our mouth. That's why Matthew 4:4 says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If the word comes out from the mouth of God, it means the word also must be said from my mouth. Understand this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate. The Bible must be read. The Bible must be spoken. The Bible must be meditated upon. The Bible must be observed. You must be able to observe. So you are a Bible-based Christian. But today, You give yourself to African magic. You see, I keep shouting this because the Holy Spirit told me to always repeat it. It's the number one killer of spiritual grace and favor. Entertainment. It has killed our passion. We watch comedy on Facebook. We give our attention to things that are wrong. I see the Spirit of God several times rebukes me. Unto what do I give my attention? What was the command in Scripture? If you are a Bible-based Christian, they will call you a fanatic. You must end up as a fanatic because you are obeying the Bible. There's no way you obey the Bible that you will not end up in heaven. But every attempt to push the Bible aside, put it somewhere else, I tell you the truth, you are looking for trouble. So that's the first thing we want to raise. The Bible is the final authority on all matters. How committed are you to the Bible? That's what shows how rooted you will be in your faith. Bible must be read. Bible must be studied. Bible must be observed. Bible must be carried. Bible must be spoken about. In all your conversation, Bible must be the basis. I'm not saying when you want to talk, you should say something like, the Bible says, no, that's not what we mean. But every of your words must be ruled. You must be checking. What I've said now, does it go in line with the Bible? The Bible says we should not make jokes that are not correct. There is an expensive joke that is against the word of God. It's the Scripture that teaches us. We can't know how to pray except the Bible teaches us. We can't know who Jesus is except the Bible teaches us. The Bible points to us what word evangelism looks like. The Bible points to us how heaven looks like. All the prophecies of the end time is in the Bible. The way we should behave is in the Bible. How to live long is in the Bible. How not to fall sick again is in the Bible. The Bible contains everything man needs for life and living. It is the comprehensive equipment of God to change your life. Will you submit yourself to these truths and say to the Lord, I commit myself as a Bible-based believing Christian. Anything that is not in the Bible, I will not do. This entertainment on TV, if Jesus was with me, who is Bible personified? Will you watch this kind of thing? What has the Bible warned me of? Said I should not look at a woman lustfully. What about looking at the one on TV? Because it's not just looking at a girl that is passing. What about the one on TV? What about the one on phone? What about the one in those terrible websites? You must be a Bible-believing Christian. He told me to bless my enemies, not to curse them. He told me to leave vengeance unto God and to forgive all who offend me. You see, that's how you think. Every situation you say, what does the Bible has to say? Before I respond, what does the Bible say? Be a Bible-based believing Christian. Lord, thank you for this time. Your name be exalted. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you and thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.